Chodesh, everyone, and a good morning. This year is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. And we're going to speak about this morning one of the parts of davening that people actually have kavana for, whether they like it or not. You should have kavana when you daven. There is a famous statement by Reb Chaim Brisker who says that there's a general machlokes. You need kavana when you do mitzvot. You have to have in mind, I'm shaking the lulav because God said in the Torah that on the first day of Sukkot you have to shake the lulav, and for the rest of the holiday it's a rabbinic commandment, or you just do it and you're doing it because whatever. God said so. Jews in general do it, whatever it might be. That's a general machlokas. Said Reb Chaim Brisker, that's a general machlokas about all mitzvos. When it comes to davening, on the other hand, if you don't have the basic kavana that you're standing in front of God and you're talking, and you're not davening. What you're doing is mumbling words. Many have not accepted it because, as the saying goes, if we accepted Reb Chaim, then no one has ever davened. In other words, there's so many Jews that have davened, namely said the words, but didn't have that kavana the whole time.
Don't we say that nowadays you don't have kavana? Don't we say that nowadays you don't have kavana?
No, I don't think. I hope we don't say that.
Well, you want to repeat davening because you made a mistake. Is it? Don't repeat it.
No. You're right that if you didn't have the kavana for the words that you're saying in the first barucha of the Amida, you're correct that today we say don't say it again because probably the second time the same thing will happen. Your mind will wander and you won't have it. But there's one place in davening everyone has kavana. Shir Shoyom. Why does everyone have kavana in Shir Shoyom? First of all, it's the end of davening. The famous Ramah that says you don't duchen on any day of the year except for Yontif and on Musaf says that, indeed, everyone's very happy by Musaf, and that's why we duchen only at Musaf on Yontif, because you're about to leave shul to eat, so everyone's very happy. So maybe there's some validity to what Harold said. Everyone's happy, davening's over. Another reason? Pass the water, please. The two cups. Anyone? Gentlemen, very simply, Shir Shoyom. Does it change every day or is it the same?
Changes.
It changes, so you have to know which day you're holding. The biggest, this cup is dirty, the embarrassment that a person that can have when he's going to say a Yom Yom Rishon when it's Yom Sheni is awful, especially if he's a chazan. And therefore a lot of people have the kavana of, I know I'm about to say Shir Shoyom because I made him about to make sure that it's Monday and not Tuesday, or it's Tuesday and not Wednesday.
But that may be the limit of the kavana, on which day, the top line, you know, it's the shear for the day. That's the center of the kavana.
Okay, but at least for that line. So let's talk about Shir Shoyom. Where does Shir Shoyom come from? Bamidbar, Perek Yudchet, we read it last week. It says, V'gamat achecha, thank you, Mateh Levi, Shevet achecha, Akrev alecha, V'yav alecha, V'yishar etucha. The Levites, the tribe of Levi, are going to be workers in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to guard it, and they're going to guard it in different ways, because the Pasuk says, V'shamu mishpatecha u'mishmeret ko ha'olam. And they shall guard it, and guard the tent. Now what does that mean, guard it, and guard the tent? Obviously, guard it means guard it physically. Guard the tent probably means they're part and parcel of the work that goes on within the Beis HaMikdash. So indeed, the Rambam Paskins, in the third parak of Ilchot Klei HaMikdash, talking about the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Levites, the Levites, are part of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, or to be precise, they're part of the view, the nof, the paramatic view. When you go and look at a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to see Kohanim, you're going to see Levim. So the Rambam says, Zera Levi, moved all avodas hamikdash. She yu shorin mit hamikdash, ve yu mihen shorin liftoach share mikdash u lahagiv tlotav. And for our perspective, ve yu mihen mishorin l'shorei arkoban kol hayom. So they guard the Beis HaMikdash physically, plus they open and close the Beis HaMikdash for business, plus they sing the daily song on the korban. And the Rambam goes on and says that you need 12 levim, omdim al haduchan b'chol yom, lomar shira, al HaKorban. So according to this source, what do the Levim do? They say Shir Shoyom on the Korban. So suffice it to say, when they bring the Korban Tomit Shel Boker, The Kohanim are bringing the Korban. What are the Levim doing?
Singing and playing instruments.
Singing and playing instruments while they're bringing the Korban. Al HaKorban, twice in the Rambam. In other words, according to this Rambam, Shir Shalyom has a lot to do with Korbanot and bringing them. Does not have so much to do with davening per se. The Gemara in Maseches Arachin, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph says, Minayin li'ikar shira min haTorah. Where do we know that Shir Shalyom is from the Torah? Shenaimar v'shirit b'shem Hashem Elokav, ezu shirot shebeshem, havei omer, zo shira. And Rav Matana brings a different pasuk. The bottom line is, the Rambam counts it as one of the mitzvos, mitzvat aseh kav gimel, positive commandment 23, he shenitzavenu ha-leviyim levad la'avod b'amikdash ba'avodot yiduot, Nomar Shirim Ar Korban, that beyond the regular work that the Levim do in the Beis HaMikdash, they also have to say this song when they bring the Korban. Everyone understand? Mm-hmm. Great. So if this was the end of the Shir, I would say, okay, you're bringing us a nice historic fact. God willing, in the future we'll have it as well. What does this have to do with me? What does it have to do with me? This has to do with bringing a Shir, saying beautiful songs when you bring a Korban. I'm not bringing a korban, so I'm not saying songs. Why did you write here Shir Shel Yom as if it's a topic for me? If you want to give a topic about Beis HaMikdash, say, bringing sacrifices, you bring a nice topic, everyone will look at it and say, okay, God willing, Shi Yibana Beit HaMikdash, Amen, we'll say Kaddish and we'll leave the room. Right? What does this have to do with me?
Well, you could say about all davenings, since it's reflective of korbanot that were done at the time, the atomic korbanot. You might say the same thing.
So Bruce says, listen, all the davening is instead of korbanot. So, not only is it in place of korbanot, we also have to pretend and remember the actual korbanot. In other words, maybe the tefillat amida is in place of a korban, but now that we have a shir, we don't have a korban, at least we'll do a shir. Just like, where else do we have a precedent like this in halacha? We don't have the full thing, we have part of it, at least do the part of it. Generally, we say not. We say if you have 3 minim and not 4 minim for sukkahs, you shouldn't take it. The Ramah Dafka disagrees on that point. But to make a long story short, either you got it or you don't got it. Did everyone here count Sfirat HaOmer? How many people were zochet the cheesecake on Shavuos? The law is, D'oraisa, that if you don't finish Sfirat HaOmer, you don't get cheesecake on Shavuos. Din Dor Raisa, Moshe Rabbeinu heard it in Har Sinai. Okay, Ben and Jerry's. If you don't finish the Sfira, Ben and Jerry's. Zenshavin, how is Sfira supposed to be happening?
They probably do.
Yeah. How is Sfira supposed to be happening? It's supposed to bring a Korban Omer. You're supposed to start counting Sfira. And at the end of Sfira, you're supposed to bring the Shtei Alechem. Korban before, Korban after, in between counting. What do we got today? No korban before, no korban after. What do? We leave the counting. So same thing here. We don't have a korban. We do have the shear. So we might as well use the shear, not the korban. Correct, Bruce? Any other precedents like that? I'll give you a good one. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to fast on a yahrzeit of a father and a mother. That's the Ramah. It's a minhag, very ancient. As years went on, people, of course, it became very difficult. So what did they do? They do like Erev Pesach. They made a siyum, a sudas mitzvah, and they ate. Today, what's left? There's no fasting. There's no siyum. What's left? The l'chaim's still there. So, taking that analogy, let's go over here. We don't have a korban. We don't have ni'ilat sharim. We don't have any of the only thing we can do is at least the shira that we leave in. Could very well be. But if we're leaving in the Shira, my question is that the reason we're doing it, L'Zecher HaMikdash? Or perhaps we're doing it because, no, you're supposed to say a song every day that corresponds to what happens on that day, and if you have a Korban, great, and if you don't, you do it without the Korban. It's not connected directly to the Korban. That's the way the mitzvah b'shleimuta, the full mitzvah, should happen. But if you don't have a Korban, you still do it. Yeah.
According to that article, why do we have the pasuk of remembering what day of the week is to Shabbos?
I'm not talking about that today. That's a totally different shir about remembering each day that it's Yom Rishon b'Shabbat, Sheni b'Shabbat. That clause of the Shir Shal Yom Many have it attributed to the Ramban and others that say that Zachorat Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho, remember the Shabbos day, is not just a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah every day of the week. So therefore, that part is a whole different shir.
Okay.
Right? Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush during the week, etc. I'm talking about the second close. You look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that, Tanya, Barishon Mahayu Omrim, LaShem HaAretz Umeloa, Al Shem Shekana V'Itna B'Shalit Ba'Olamo. On the first day you say, God, you own the entire world because you made the entire world. Bashini Mahayu Omrim, Gadol Hashem Muhulal Me'od, Hashem Shechilek Ma'asav V'Malach Alehen. On the second day of creation, God started to divide things. So because God said it started to divide things, we said, Gadol Hashem Muhulal Me'od. So every single day, according to this Gemara, there's a connection between what happened on that day when God created the world and the Shir, the actual Perek of Tehillim, that they chose. So dead giveaway, what do you think we say on Shabbos? We're talking about Shabbos. We're going to hope for a day that's Kulo Shabbos, the day where Mashiach will come. Now comes the question many people don't know. What did they say at Mincha of Shabbos? They would basically say Az Yashir, they would divide it up into different parts, and each week they would say a part. By the way, in the Korban Musaf, they would divide up Ha'azinu into seven parts, and then every 7 weeks, do it again. Look at this Gemara. Past tense, future tense, present tense. Anyone? Remember grammar in school?
Hayu
Omri means?
They said.
They said. So indeed, we're remembering what they said. We don't have any obligation to say it today. There's no korban. But at the end of davening, we remember what they said. Therefore, the Gemara says, Hayu Omrim, Hayu Omrim, Hayu Omrim. To prove it, at Mincha, we don't say any Shir Shoyom today on Shabbos. So we reenact it most of the week, but not at Mincha. So, it's basically remembering what used to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, and not more than that. Correct?
So far.
Great. So, we end our Amida. The Rama brings the Minhag. We have to end the Amida with the words, Yibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yameinu, V'ten Chilkeinu, V'toratecha. We also end davening, remembering what they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Now look at Masechet Soferim. Remember we introduced Masechet Soferim? Masechet Soferim are part of the small Masechtas that we are, say, they're not exactly part of the Gemara, they're quasi-Gemaras. In Masechet Soferim it says, Lefikach, therefore, Nahagu ha'am lomar mizmorin be'onatan. People have an obligation to say the various songs be'onatan. What does that mean? In their
time.
Or in their seasons, at the right time. I think Mr. Weiser's translation is much better than mine. The Taninan, Shir Shalevim, Ayomim Beit HaMikdash, Biyom Rishon, Ayomim Hashem Haaretz HaMeluah, etc. Shekol HaMaskir Pasuk Be'onato, Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Kilu Banam Yizbeach Chadash V'Ekriv Alav Korban. When you look at this Gemara, we're not talking, what are we talking about? Past tense, present tense, future tense?
Thomas in their time.
And their time. What is their time?
President.
Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever the time is. In other words, according to this Gemara, we're already not talking about what they used to do. We're talking about right now, here today. Be'onatan. Today is the day to talk about whatever we talk about on a Wednesday. Kel nekamot Hashem, kel nekamot ofia. Why? If you look in the Gemara says, Hashem Shebarach Amava Levanava Atit Li Parami Ovdehem. Why do we say God is a revenge kind of a God? Because He's going to take revenge on those that worship the sun and the moon. When were the sun and the moon created? On Wednesday. So whoever says this pasuk every Wednesday, it's as if he built a mizbeach and brought a korban. Gentlemen, according to this source, we are now not talking about, I repeat, we are not talking about what used to be. We're talking about what is. Be'olnatan. So, if today you have a halacha, you have to daven musaf, and in musaf you say, Mizbeach hadash b'tzion tachin v'olat rosh chodesh na'ale alav. Today we don't have a mizbeach, so we say, we need to substitute. How do we substitute? We don't just sit here and remember, oh, once upon a time there was a shir shayom, and there was a this, and there was a that. We don't just reminisce. We actually do something in place of. In other words, if I have to sum up everything we said until now, then gentlemen, there's a big difference between zecher l'amigdash versus zecher l'churban beis hamigdash. One thing is called remembering what used to happen in the beis hamigdash. It used to be in the beis hamigdash, you took a lulav and esrog all 7 days, that's what we do. There's a totally different thing to remember the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we remember that? Tisha B'Av. Zecher L'Churban that you leave in your homes. Breaking a glass at the wedding. Many, many different things. Now there's a third category. Not just Zecher L'Mikdash, what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to remember it, reminisce about it, and actually do it. But rather, we don't have it. So we have to substitute it with something. So you mentioned davening in place of korbanot, shir shayom in place of the shir shayom with the korban. So either it's past or present, or as I call the shir, is it reenacting the past or responding to the present? That's what shir shayom is. According to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, past tense. According to the Gemara of Masechet Sofrim, right now, present tense. The response of a Jew on a Wednesday is kel nekamot Hashem, kel nekamot ofiyah. And if he does it, it's like he built a mizbeach. So that is a huge difference as to why we say shir shayom. One is to remember what was. The other point of view is to respond to what is. And in general, in Jewish life, we have examples of both, don't we? On the one hand, we have many, many examples in our tradition of remembering what was. Zecher l'migdash kehillel, kenasai ilel, bizban shebet ha-migdash hayak hayam, hayak korech, pesach matzah umaro biyachad. That's what was. Is doing a mitzvah right now. Shir shayom is no exception to that rule. Everyone's looking at me saying, okay, very nice. Well, doesn't make a difference. I'm saying shir shayom anyway. So like with due respect, I'm taking off my tefillin as I'm saying shir shayom. I don't know what they're saying either. Those Kaddish guys are Kaddishing away. Okay, what does it make a difference to me if it what was, what is? It's in the Siddur. I say it. I mumble the words and I move on. Correct? Most Jews, that's basically what they do. We're no exception to most Jews. We're part of the most Jews. If we bring this beautiful machlokas, quote unquote, between Rosh Hashanah and Masechet Sofrim, what's the nafkamina? Let's turn the page and see if we can find any. Nafkamina number one. What do we say today? What do we say today? So let's look at the Torah. The Torah says, V'omer aleinu l'shabeach, Torah son of the Rosh says, you say aleinu. V'omer hashir shayu l'leviyim omim b'beit ha-migdash. He was Ashkenaz. That's a statement that's funny. You're right. According to what he's writing, he daven nusach Ashkenaz. However, where did the Torah grow up? In Spain. His father was an Ashkenazi, but he moved from Germany to Spain. So it's interesting that the Torah is bringing nusach Ashkenaz. So you say Aleinu, and then you say Ashir Shahayu Halivim Omrim Beveit Hamikdash. Past tense or present? Hayu.
Hayu.
Then, what does it say in our Siddur? Hayom yom revi b'shabbat shabo hayu ha shabo hayu alivim umrim b'veit ha-migdash. Hayu past. However, if you look in the Ramah, even though the Ramah says, v'omer asher shalivim hayu umrim b'migdash shacharit levad, I don't get the impression that he agrees with the Torah. Why? Let's read it again. V'omer Ve'omrim hashir shahaliyu, excuse me, ve'omrim hashir shahaliviyim hayu omrim b'migdash shacharit levat. And you say the song that the Leviyim would say in the Mikdash. Let me translate that into more Jewish language that everyone looks about. And you take a lulav and esrog on the second day of Sukkot, just like they used to do in the Mikdash. Does anyone in their right mind not make a bracha on it that day? Because, hey, it's just Zechel HaMikdash. We don't make brachas on Zechel HaMikdash. We didn't make a bracha on Korech, so we don't make brachas on Zechel HaMikdash. Do you make a bracha on the second day of Sukkot on the Lulav and Esrog?
Of course, we did do it.
Mr. Weiser, I don't know. Mr. Weiser has passed 90 Baruch Hashem, and he knows the answer. He says, of course. He doesn't even blink. And all these guys here are younger than you, and they're looking at them, they're sitting, don't know, yeah, maybe, I'll pilpul. What is this, a machlokas rishonim? We just did it a few months ago, gentlemen. What do we have to go back? You know what? Next year we'll do beginner services here. Every Wednesday, Bruce, we'll do beginner services. We'll sit around and I'll say, this is the Siddur. And this is the Aron. Oh my gosh. Gentlemen, we got to wake up. I mentioned the cup of coffee. Here we go. Want a cookie? You don't feel good. No cookie. Okay. Her stomach is hurting. In any case, look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'omrim hashir shalivim ayomrim bebeit hamikdash. You say the song, not you say the song to remember the Beis HaMikdash. You say it. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah picks up on it. The Chafetz Chaim picks up in Nim the Magen Avram. Ayin Magen Avram, Shemasik. The Kavanat HaRamah Lomar Bechol Yom Hashir Hashayach Le'oto Yom. Not! We remember the Beis HaMikdash. You have to say the song that's Shayach, relevant to that day. And just in case you didn't get it, he says, "Abal ein kavanato sheyomru mishnat hashir shayu halivyim omrim." Don't quote me the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. These are the songs that the Levites used to sing when there was a temple in Jerusalem. No, say the song, period, because that song that shayach for that particular day. In other words, without a korban, without a Beis HaMikdash, still there's an obligation to say the song. To bring a raya to what I said, I quoted Masechet Arachin. Masechet Arachin brings a beautiful story. Now it's story time. Everybody wake up. Story time. We're going to tell a few stories here. You thought you came to learn, we're going to tell you a few stories here. Sha'at Sipur. Says the Masechet Arachin, a terrible story, a tragic story. Ta Shma Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Megalgalin Zchut Liyom Zakai Vechova Liyom Chayav. Which means in a nice way, if a certain day is cursed, it's cursed. If a certain day is good, it's good. This is part of Judaism, whether we like it or not. I know it's heebie-jeebie, but quite frankly, we don't do certain things once Av comes in, the month of Av, because it's a cursed month, and indeed Tisha B'Av per se is. And on the other hand, we say, Mishen Nichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, it's a good time to do business. Right? So the Gemara here says, listen, a bad day remains a bad day. And it gives you the following story. Kishicharav Abayit Barishona Ota Ayom Tisha B'Av Aya. So when the first Beis HaMikdash began to be destroyed, it was Tisha B'Av. That's a good point, because see, we didn't know that. Right? Tisha B'Av. See, the Gemara is the one that told us, by the way, the day that the temple was destroyed was Tisha B'Av. You know why the Gemara had to say that? Right, every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that, right? I'll tell you why the Gemara had to say that. First of all, the majority burnt on Asara B'Av. Second of all, Tisha B'Av was a cursed day beforehand. Does anyone remember why? The Meraglim. We're all Zionists here. We can talk about it. The Meraglim. So because of the Meraglim, maybe you would have said it. Maybe it happened a different day. No, it was actually that particular day. Chet HaMeraglim, Tisha B'Av, Beis HaMikdash, all happened on the same day. O Motzei Shabbos Haya, it was a Motzei Shabbos, like this year. O Motzei Shviyas Haita, and it was the end of Shemitah. O Mishmarto Sheyehoyariv Haita, and the Mishmeret of Yehoyariv was on duty in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ayu Kohanim V'Leviim Omnim Aduchanan V'Omim Shira. And when the forces came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, imagine the sight. The Jews are davening, they come in with guns and they kill them. What we saw tragically in Har Nof a few years ago, Hashem Yikom Damam, that's what happened. They're standing there on the Duchan in the Chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash, they're singing the Shir Shel Yom, and the forces are coming in to kill them. Uma Shira Ha'amru, and what Shira did they say? Vayashev Alehem Adotam Yavtam Yatzmidem. God will get it back at the evil people. Isn't that nice? Exactly when the evil people came in, they said something about the evil people. Rav Soloveitchik said his cheder was above the carpenter, I believe. And he had this like way of saying Tehillim Baal Peh. But he was always be able to say the right pasuk when he was doing something. Like when he was hammering, he found the pasuk about hammering. And when he hammered into his hand, he found the pasuk about, let me kill all my enemies. Because you know the pain. And when he had this, he did that. Kitzer. Right? Amazing. They're saying the words, Vayashiv alehem et onatam uveraatam yatzmitem, God will return upon them all the evil they did exactly when the evil forces came in. Velo yispiku lomar yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu atshubah oivim ukfashum v'chein bashniya. Terrible. Same thing happened based on Migdash Rishon Sheni. They're singing their Shir Shayom, they're davening away, and the forces come in. Well, I read the story. It was tragic. Imagine Jews are davening. They get shot. We saw it in Har Nof. And after reading the story and being very, very, I would say, taken by it, and it's really terrible. Just imagine, Harold, you're duchening. You're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and they come in and they shoot you. It's an awful story. There's only one problem with this story after you get over the emotions, because the emotions are high here. I don't want to, in any which way, midget the emotions. Once I get over the emotions, gentlemen, does anyone find a problem with this story?
Pasuk Tav Zayin. Why are they doing it at night?
They weren't doing it at night. Motzei Shabbos could be Sunday, by the way. Hi, Shira, Maya Vidite. The Gemara asks, what Shira were they saying? Wait a minute. That sounds so familiar. Which day of the week do we say that?
Day of the week,
Wednesday. Wednesday! Ah! What day did we just say this happened? Sunday. Hi, Shira, Maya Vidite. And what were they doing with the Shira? Double question. Number one, they're saying the wrong Shira for the wrong day. Number two, didn't we say you say the Shira on the Korban? Is there korbanos on Tisha B'Av when the Beis Hamikdash is about to be destroyed? From Shivasar B'Tamuz already, there was no korbanos. So why were they singing Shira in the Beis Hamikdash? There's no korbanos. And they're saying the wrong day. So finally the Gemara says, Ela Ayla Be'almahu Denafalei Be'pumei. It wasn't the regular Shir Shoyom. It was a pasuk that was appropriate for the occasion. Namely, they weren't saying Shir Shoyom on a korban properly, and the forces came in. Korbanos are canceled from Yitzayin Betamos. They're fighting their way over to the Beis Hamikdash for those 3 weeks, what we call the 3 weeks. And eventually, on Tisha B'Av, what were they saying? They were saying a pasuk that's appropriate and suitable for that particular day. Understood? The Gemara says, "V'ha'om dima duchlantani." Can the Reish Lakish tell me a korban? Reish Lakish say you can say Shir Shalom without a korban. There was no korban, so we see from here a live, terrible story in which they said Shir Shalom not as part of the sacrificial work in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather it was appropriate for that day. So now let's take it to Wednesday today. We're sitting here in 2019. The Shir Shalom appropriate for today is Wednesday. Not because of Beis Hamikdash, not because of anything. It's present, right now, relevant. Second nafka mina. What do we say today? So according to the Torah, you just quote the Mishnah. This is what they used to do. According to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah was very clear on this, you don't quote the Mishnah. You say the Shir without quoting the Mishnah. Because that perek, that chapter, is appropriate for today. Understood? It's not what used to be. Oh, once upon a time there was a Beis Hamikdash. It's not a once upon a time story. It's right now. So nafka mina number one. Before you say the Shir Shoyom, do you say once upon a time? Or don't you say once upon a time? When you do a beginner service, do you have to say once upon a time or don't you? According to the Torah, yeah, just quote the Mishnah. According to the Ramah, no. It's appropriate for today. Number two. How many times a day do we say Shir Shoyom?
Once.
Once. Oh, Bruce's knows once. Why once? How many times did they bring the korban in the Beis Hamikdash? Twice. If it's what was, says the Torah, v'chein ba'erev l'achar shigmalu tefillat arvit. Hey, it's in place of the korban. Hey, it's to remember korban with the Shir Shalom. Say it in the morning when you bring korban tamid shaboker. Say it in the afternoon when you say korban tamid shabed arbayim. Bruce, are we right? Sounds good. Sounds good to you. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to the world. However, the Ramah says, that's not what we do. Only Shachris. Why? Because you say the song that's appropriate for that day once a day. It's good enough. If you're remembering what was, then what was, they said it twice. If it's what is, I said the song that's appropriate for today. I have to say it 25 times. Or I have to wake up in the morning and say, it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday. You say Wednesday once, that's it. Says the Beis Yosef, Karta Be'orchot Chaim, remember the Orchot Chaim from last week, known as the Korbo, from Luniel, Rav Aaron from Luniel, the Mincha lo ra'iti misho mer ashirim v'hatam, lefi shelo haya mitzvatan ela baboker. He says, I never saw anyone saying it at Ma'ariv because the mitzvah was only in the morning. Namely, he agrees with the basic assumption of the Torah, that it's to remember what was. However, he says that the mitzvah was only in the morning. So here's nafkamina number two. What was versus what is. Do you say it in the morning and the afternoon to remember Beis HaMikdash? That's the way they did it. You take the protocol from the Beis HaMikdash and you copy it to the shul and to your own davening? Or no? It's the appropriate song for the day. Once a day, every day is good enough. And nafkamina number three, and with this we close. Let's say the day is not a regular Wednesday. You wake up and you say, how is this Sunday different from every other Sunday? This Sunday is Shavuos. Well, if this Sunday is Shavuos, do you say the regular Sunday Shir Shoyom? It is Sunday. Do you add a Shir Shoyom appropriate and suitable for
the day?
Yes, and by the way, that proves nothing. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, what would they do? They would say on Tamid Shaboker, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and they would say the David Mizmor. And on the extra Musafim, on the Musaf sacrifices, they would say a different shir.
Rosh Chodesh.
So they would say Hayom Yom Rvi on Tamid Shaboker, and then they would say Baruch Hinafshi on Tamid on the Rosh Chodesh added sacrifices, right? So that proves nothing. What is, what was, doesn't prove anything. Now comes the punchline. If we find a day that's different from every other day, but wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, do you change your Shir Shoyom, or don't you? Chanukah and Purim. Masechet Sofrim says, Lefikach nahagu ha'am lomar mizmarim ba'onatan. Mr. Wiser, the only man awake, said that these is a mitzvah to say it in its right time. And then it goes on. Bechanukah, Aramim Chashem, Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Tabayit Le David, Aramim Chashem Kidilitani, Bepurim, Shigayon Le David. Beyom Rishon Shel Pesach Halalu Et Hashem, Betishabav, Arba Psukim Misha Yermia. Gentlemen, if it's to mimic the Beis HaMikdash, why would they even think to being a song on Purim and Chanukah? Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash was not back into business yet. But there was a Beis HaMikdash, okay. Purim, for sure there was no Beis HaMikdash. And yet, Masechet Sofrim says, hey, there's no mitzvah to remember the Beis HaMikdash when you say Shir Shoyom. The mitzvah is to say the appropriate song for the appropriate day. And if today is Purim, you don't stam say the song for Thursday. You say a song that's appropriate for Purim as well. It's Thursday plus the song of Purim. But if it's just to remember the Beis HaMikdash, whatever they did in the Beis HaMikdash, I don't care. So in the Beis HaMikdash, it may have been today everyone's dressed up in costumes, and they're all eating humantashens, and they're all getting drunk. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a regular day of work. The Shir Shoyom remains the same. Or, no. If today is different, I don't care what was in the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Shir Shoyom is to say the appropriate song on the appropriate day. And therefore, Chanukah, Purim, and even Tisha B'Av, the day that everyone agrees is no Beis HaMikdash. We mourn not having a Beis HaMikdash. There's a song for Tisha B'Av, Arba Psukim Shel Yirmiyah. So gentlemen, we see a few nafkaminas from this particular shir. Is Shir Shoyom remembering what was, or expressing what is? Number one, what do you say when you say it? Do you say, Hayu Hayu V'Levim Omim B'Beit HaMikdash, which is our custom, but ultimately, do you mean it used to be, now it's not? Or do you mean, no, it used to be and now it still is? Number two, do you say it at night too? Excuse me, at mincha? Or only in the morning? If it's just a song about the day, once a day, every day is good enough. But if it's to remember Beis HaMikdash, they did it twice a day. And number three, if we can find a day that there was no song in the Beis HaMikdash, do we still say a special song because it's a special day? Or no? We do the way it was. Now, this is basically the end of the shir. And now there's going to be a postscript to what I wrote. So, you heard the shir, the shir shayom, what was versus what is. And we brought three different ramifications. The last one, in my opinion, proves the whole shir, and that is that you still say shir shayom different on a day in which in the Beis HaMikdash it wasn't any different. I brought this shir for a very simple reason. We ultimately today in this generation have been privileged to so many transformations and changes in our own lives that to sit around and to just say, oh, we continue to daven like we've always davened, and shul remains the same, and the minhagim remain the same. We don't change anything. Oh, life is changing? Different miracles are happening around us? No, davening exactly the same, no issue. Now, this comes up in various times during the year, and in my opinion, this comes up more in scholarly articles on Facebook and Instagram, but not so much in people's mindsets. We have a halacha that we can't be a dover shkarim, saying lies before Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if we say something that's untrue in davening, it's a big violation. So, I'm going to bring up two issues. It comes Yom HaTzma'ut, Yom Yerushalayim. Whatever you decide how big a miracle it was in some way or another. So you just daven regular that day because, all right, I'll have a barbecue, I'll take the day off, but davening remains the same. But should davening be affected by that? Scenario number two. You come to Tisha B'Av, there's still no Beis HaMikdash, there's still tragedy. And at Mincha we say Nachem. The Ashkenazi custom is only to say it at Mincha. In Nachem it talks about the old city and the city of Jerusalem being in shambles. Has anyone here visited the old city recently? Ve'etayir habzuya hashomima, and it goes on to say there's no one living there. It's absolutely desolate. So we do. We continue saying that as if there's nothing. Oh, so around the generations, people who took davening seriously said, wait a minute, I can't continue saying this. This is not true anymore. And there was another, and they changed it, or they left out those passages. My own custom that I got from my Rebbe Rav Lichtenstein is not to change it, but to leave out those passages that are no longer relevant. So, Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Tavelei Tzion, Vetaverei Yerushalayim, true. Ve'etair, and the city, Habzuya, Hashomima, etc. Certain parts are true. Certain parts, Baruch Hashem, are not true. But many people daven, and I think most people daven, whatever it says in the Siddur, they do. When you basically say, whatever it says in the Siddur, I do. But life is changing out there. What are you basically doing? You're making a total disconnect between reality and shul. Nothing that happens outside those doors has any relevance in shul. And that is a cardinal crime. Because it means your davening is not a true davening. It's not coming before Kodesh Baruch Hu and asking for this or praising Him for that. But rather it's just, whatever I did, I will do, I don't really care. In other words, I can be complaining outside, I hate my job, I hate my city, I hate my work, I hate the guy giving the shir right now. But I'll come in, I'll say, Halo, Hodu Hashem, Kitov, Kilo, Lam Chazdo, Zeh Hayom, Asa Hashem, Nagilo, Venisma Chavo. I don't understand, you just said everything's awful, terrible, repulsive, disgusting, and then you come in and hold the Hashem Kitov, and many people do it because, hey, that's what it says in the Siddur, that's what I do. And vice versa. It can be an all wonderful day outside, a great day outside. And then you come into davening on a Monday or Thursday, and you say Vahu Rachum, and it talks about how downtrodden the Jews are, and how terrible things are. Hashuv mi charon apecha, v'inachem al ara l'amecha, habet mi shamayim re'e, kinu l'ag v'keles v'goyim, look from the skies and see how we've been ridiculed by the nations of the world. We just had great news. This president recognized Jerusalem, they moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and you come into davening and no connection? This shir, what I wanted to really say was that it's not just what was, it's what is. And if shir shayom is what is, then kal v'chomer, other parts of davening have to reflect that. So ultimately, if on a holiday like Chanukah and Purim, we don't just say, modim anachnu lach, thank you Hashem, but we have a long modim, because we yed al anisim, how much more so on other days of the year, when a personal, nice, beautiful, triumphant event happens, or a terrible event happens, it should be reflected in the davening. And I'm going to add in not just what it says in Shulchan Aruch to do, but maybe even above and beyond it. It has to be, of course, thought about. It can't just be haphazard. But there's one place where it could be haphazard, because this isn't Shulchan Aruch. Siman Kuf Yotet Norachayim. in your silent Amidah, you should add in the bakashos that are relevant to you. Not just say the same ones each day and then complain about how terrible life is. Complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how terrible life is. I need a livelihood. I need a refuah shalem or whatever it might be.
But what right do we have as an individual to sit with the sitter and go, no, no, not saying that.
Just saying a very good question. Is it an individualistic decision or is it a decision that the Jewish people have to make? I believe that Arthur, on the one hand, is right. We can't just every day decide to change our religion. But at the same time, we have to at least think about it. We have to contemplate it. It has to be a discussion. My fear out there is that the discussion ends when you walk into shul. Then you take the classical sitter, you say whatever it says it's supposed to say, and you walk out. So outside of shul, you're happy that there's a Yom HaAtzmaut, or you're sad there's still a Tisha B'Av, and yet in shul it has no relevance. Absolutely no relevance. There's not even a discussion about it because people don't think about it. I started the shir by saying, there's no kavana, this and that. Oh, when you say shir shayom, there's a little kavana because you have to remember the right day of the week. Do we, and are we sensitive to the fact that what happens out there should happen in here, or aren't we?
Are we allowed to be, even?
We are absolutely allowed to be.
So how is that different?
But the question is, are we even bringing up the conversation? If we bring up the conversation, we'll have a whole shiur about if we are sensitive, what do we do? But I'm saying many people out there are not sensitive. And it makes me, in a way, think that either they don't know what they're davening, or they don't know what they're experiencing, and there's a disconnect between the two. If shiur shel yom, the small little shiur shel yom, is according to many a response to what is, not what was, then kal v'chomer in your silent Amidah, when you're talking face to face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, atah chonein la'adam da'at, and you're going to a great meeting today, you need a lot of wisdom and strategy and whatnot, and you don't even mention it, then I get very worried that your religious life has nothing to do with your real life. So let's hope that Be'ezrat Hashem, God should give us the strength to connect what's out there to what's in here. How do we make changes? Whole different shiur, Arthur. But I'd like to hear the discussion. And the only way you hear the discussion, and with this I leave you with, is if you do one thing, two words. Pay attention. Pay attention to what you're saying in here, and pay attention to what's happening out there. If we pay attention, maybe indeed the discussion will come out.